Welcome to the People Stack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I am a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the People Stack. Before we dive into this episode, I'd like to invite you to join our Slack team, Climbing the Tech Leadership Ladder. Join a community of other tech managers who are learning what it really takes to upgrade your teams, your careers, your paychecks, and your life. Send a quick "I'd like to join your Slack" email to slack@thepeoplestack.com. We'll see you in there and enjoy the episode. Hello, hello, People Stack tribe. Welcome to another episode of the People Stack podcast. I'm Jen Bunk. I am a career coach for technical managers. I am CEO of the People Stack. And this week, we're talking about your tribe. Your tribe is one of your number one resources on this path, on this journey, on this climb toward building your dream career, toward moving away from the hell of settling, of being underpaid, underrecognized, overworked, and overburdened, and feeling invisible, feeling like you're working so hard and you're barely making ends meet. You're living paycheck to paycheck, and it just doesn't feel worth it. Going from there to a place where you are thriving, you are recognized, you are earning what you are worth or more than that, because you actually realize you're worth more than you previously thought you were. And you're doing it with freedom and joy, and you're doing it your way. It's like Burger King career creation. It's like your way right away. Whatever kind of career you want as a technical manager, you can have it. You can have it. And there's so many different variations of that. And that's what we're here to help you do in your tribe. Is going to be one of your number one resources. Who do you surround yourself with? Who do you talk with? Who do you seek advice from on a day-to-day basis? Who helps you get up when you're down? Who helps you move through the wobbles, the inevitable wobbles of life? Who helps you move through the challenges? Who helps you turn those challenges into obstacles and helps you to realize, actually, there's nothing in the way. And the obstacle, the perceived obstacle, is the way. Who helps you to do that? And who gives you that, not just the support, but proven strategies, proven systems? That's why, for those of you who have watched our training, and if you haven't yet, it's our number one piece, it's our premier piece of free content, training.thepeoplestack.com. If you haven't checked that out yet, please do. Training.thepeoplestack.com. It's our 45-minute training, or actually it's just around 60 minutes. I want to be clear with that. It's around a 60-minute training, but you enter your email, and then you can watch it, and then you can come back to it. You don't have to watch it in one sitting. But I do make sure when you watch it, like, bring something to take notes with. Make sure you watch it when you're going to be free of distractions, because you're going to get so many distinctions, a lot of which I've talked about on this podcast, but it's in like one 60-minute format. And one of the main shifts, in that training, I talk about the four shifts that our clients have made, the four strategic shifts, the four mindset shifts that our clients have made to command 200K plus salaries, to build their dream careers as technical leaders. And the main shift, one of the main shifts that I talk about, is investing in mentoring. So yes, absolutely, you want to build a tribe. You want to make sure you're surrounding yourself with people who are there to lift you up, who are there to wave the BS flag when that's called for, and they do it with love. And you also want to make sure that at the helm of that tribe is an expert, and that you're investing in mentoring, that you have expert support who's actually going to help you grow that tribe, who is going to give you proven systems to help you do whatever it is that you're trying to do, whatever it is that you want to do. And for us, it's our privilege, it's our honor to serve at the helm of our clients' tribes of mentors. Like, we're the ones who say, this is the way. Not from a place of ego. We take we do our best to take ego out of it. There's always going to be a bit of ego associated with it because we're human. But it's from a place of, we know this works. Like, ego aside, we know this works and we want you to make it work for you. We want you to have your dream. And so when you're thinking about building your tribe of mentors, building your tribe, you want to make sure that there are experts like us at the helm to guide you, because otherwise you're rolling the dice with your career, and there is a huge cost to not getting expert help, a huge cost to it. And that's actually what I want to talk about today. It's like a shift within the shift. So for those of you, maybe it's new to you to hear, invest in mentoring. Okay, great. What's next after that? But then I know that there's some of you who get it intellectually and you've heard it in our training before, invest in mentoring, but there's a block, right? There's some resistance. The obstacle is the way. So I'm going to give you a shift to make to move through that resistance. I'm going to shake up your assumptions a little bit today. I'm going to take your assumptions. I'm going to shake them up. I'm going to pour them out. And we're going to turn them upside down, because the reason that you are not where you are in your career right now, earning what you want to be, having the job title that you want to be, having the responsibilities that you want, having the lifestyle that you want, the freedom that you want, the impact that you want, the reason that you're not where you are right now is because of the way that you're thinking. It's because you need to change the way that you're thinking about life. You need to change your beliefs, because it's your old way of thinking that got you to where you are right now. And that's great. We're not making that wrong. But if you want to get to that next level in your career, in life, you have to think differently. And sometimes it feels like profoundly differently. It's like the opposite. So here's the shift within the shift. In other words, the shift to make so that you can make the shift to investing in mentoring. The question that often pops up in a lot of people's minds when we tell them invest in mentoring, whether it's with us or somebody else, it's how much is it? How much is it? Investment implies a cost. So how much is it? In other words, can I afford to do this? And because we're human, we go there because we inherently want to get a return on that investment. And we want to know what is the investment so that we could pre-calculate in a way what that return might be. So if that's where you are, how much is it? Can I afford to do this? Can I afford to invest in mentoring? Here's where I'm going to invite you. I'm going to shake things up. I'm going to shake up your assumptions, because that's the way. I'm going to change your perspective, because that's the way you create new and different and better outcomes in your life, in your career as a leader. Instead of asking yourself the question, can I afford to do this? Ask yourself, is that actually the best question to be asking? What if that was a terrible question to be asking? In other words, I have a desired outcome, which is to upgrade my tech career, which is to earn more, to up-level, to land a new job, to escape the job that I'm in right now because it sucks, to be able to do that without working my butt off 50 plus hours a week, to be able to save, to be able to have that nice financial cushion, to be able to live my life with more freedom and impact and income. I have that outcome. That's what I want. Keep that outcome. Keep that North Star in mind. Given that, that's what I want to do. I want to up level. I want to transform my life and my career. That's my desired outcome. That's what I really want. And if you're listening to this podcast right now and you've been following us, even for a moment, that's what you want. That's at the heart of it. You want to transform your career. Keeping your eye, keeping your feeling on that North Star. Can I afford to do it? Is that really the best question? Because if you ask yourself that question, play the tape to the end. Most likely, the answer is going to be no. So let's play that tape. Can I afford to do it? Because then what you're going to do is you're going to take a look at, you know, if you're a highly logical, spreadsheety person like me, you're going to open up your budget, you're going to take a look at it, and you're going to be like, there's no room in my budget. There's absolutely no extra room in my budget. And from a logical perspective, there's no way that I can afford any additional level of investment. It just doesn't fit. Or if you're not all logically and spreadsheety, if you're more like Rob, like my husband, you're still going to do that, but just in a kind of in a different way. You're going to be like, I don't know. Can we afford it? Can we afford to do something more? Gosh, I don't know. And then it's kind of like, I don't know. And you're going at approaching transforming your dream career from a place of either doubt or no or uncertainty. I don't know. None of those things are going to help you get there. Right? But even if you were to go and say, well, maybe I could do it. Right. I can do, I could probably squeeze in maybe another couple hundred bucks, maybe like $200, like that I can do. Right. I've actually been thinking about buying another car. Or actually been thinking about, spending more on food or, having somebody clean the house. Or we've actually been thinking about doing that anyway. So maybe a couple hundred bucks a month. That's what we can do. But no more than that. See how you're coming at it from a scarcity mindset? So then what you're going to do from that scarcity mindset is you're going to go online and you're going to ask friends, what kind of career help can I get for $200 a month? You're putting a cap on it. You're putting a cap on your dreams. You're putting a cap on transformation. And what are you going to find? You're going to find that there are resume coaches, for example, that might charge about that to change your resume. And you're going to start telling yourself the story that, oh, yeah, all I really need to do is change my resume. That's all I really need to do. Because what I wanted to do is go on the job market anyway, right? If that's where you are. So I'm just going to hire a resume coach. I'll give him my resume and everything will be fixed. My career will be transformed. Woo! No, it's not. Or you might find things like, there's online things like Plato HQ where you might spend about that a month or even less to have a mentor. Oh, cool. Right. That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for a mentor. I'll pay about 200, maybe 100, maybe even 50 bucks a month to talk with a mentor. Cool. That's all I need. You get what you pay for. If you're just looking to chit chat with someone, shoot the breeze. Maybe even have someone as like to as kind of like an emotional punching bag, that's been there and done that. Just kind of do that. That's fine. That's cool. Right? Like you kind of do with your friends, but like it would be like a friend that has a little bit more experience than some of your other friends do. That's cool. But if you want to transform your career, paying $50 or even $200 a month to chat with a mentor ain't going to do it. Or you're going to find the people who offer free stuff. I'll give you coaching for free. It's worth every penny, I promise. So whatever way you slice it, asking yourself the question, can I afford to do this, is going to lead you down the path of fear, of uncertainty, of doubt, of scarcity, and of putting limits on what you're truly capable of. It's all unhelpful. So If that's not the best question, what is the best question? It's the opposite. It's not, can I afford to do it? It's, can I afford not to do it? In other words, what is the cost of me not getting expert career help right now? That's the question that I want all of you to answer for yourself. What is the cost, the emotional, the financial, the spiritual, the lifestyle cost, the physical health cost of not getting expert career help right now? What is the cost of staying where I am right now, which is stuck in my career, unable to get to the next level? What is the cost? And go through and figure it out. And what you're going to see is that there are huge costs, a lot of which you're not going to be able to put a dollar amount on because they're priceless. For some of you, it's costing you your relationship with your loved one, with your closest loved ones. It's costing you a relationship with your husband, with your wife, with your partner, with your kids, with your sisters, with your brothers, with your friends. It's costing you your relationships. Can we put a dollar amount on that? No, we can't, because our relationships are priceless. For a lot of you, it's costing you your physical and mental health, your physical and mental well-being. That it's taking whatever physical and mental challenges that you're going through on a day-to-day basis and it's making them worse. The headaches are there more often. The lack of sleep is there more often. Or for some of you, it's too much sleep. It's depression. It's anxiety. It's constantly living in fear. Or maybe it's physical ailments like GI issues or other kinds of, for those of you who have autoimmune disorders, it makes it flare up. The stress of being stuck in your career and being underrecognized and feeling invisible is making whatever autoimmune disorders that you have, it's making all of the symptoms just worse. It's costing you. What is the cost of not being in pain anymore? What is the cost of living pain-free? Like, what is that worth? That's priceless. It's priceless to live a pain-free, virtually stress-free life where you are soaring, where you are thriving. And yes, there is absolutely a financial cost as well. We're not going to shove that aside. I'm just saying that it's more than that. There is a financial cost. For most of our clients, it's several thousand dollars a month. For most of our clients, they are leaving at least $5,000 a month on the table. If you were to look at it from a perspective of paychecks, that if you were to upgrade your career, you're also going to get at least a 20 to 30 to 40, possibly 50% raise. And that translates into thousands of dollars more per month. You might as well just be shredding. Throwing $1,000 a month, $2,000 a month, $3,000 a month in the shredder. That's what it's costing you to not have expert career help right now. So can you afford not to do it? What's going to keep happening? What's going to be getting worse if you don't get expert career help? So then it starts to change to, I'm committed to doing this. I've decided I am going to build my dream career. I'm committed to it. What's next? You get expert help. I've decided I'm going to climb Mount Everest. I'm committed to it. That's my goal. For spiritual, for physical, for emotional reasons, that is my calling. That is what next. What's the next thing that you do? You hire a Sherpa, a team of Sherpas, actually. This is the same thing. You wouldn't climb Mount Everest without a team of Sherpas. Ones who have done that before. Ones who have a proven track record of summiting. Ones who have a proven track record of getting you to your goal. That's who we are. We're the Sherpas for technical managers who want to build their dream careers. We have a proven track record of summiting. For our clients who show up and do the work and show up committed, they reach their dreams. They're able to land that next job. They're able to land a promotion. They're able to get new jobs created for them when they didn't even think that was possible. They're able to earn 20, 30, 40, and yes, sometimes even 50% raises or more. and they're able to live lives of balance, of joy, spend more time with their families, pay off loans, travel more, or at least look forward to traveling more because now they have the time, freedom, and the financial freedom to do that. That's what's next for you. And what I want you to do right now is book a call with my team, thepeoplestack.com/book, because you know what it's costing you to not have expert career help right now. And you don't want to ask yourself the question, can I afford it anymore? You see how that's been hurting you and hurting your chances of reaching your career goals. You want to look at it like, can I afford not to? I'm committed to building my dream career. I absolutely am. I don't want to stay where I am right now anymore. I don't want to stay comfortable. I want to stretch what I'm capable of because I know that if I stay where I am right now, it's like throwing $2,000 a month or more in the shredder. That's the honest truth. That's the truth. You wouldn't do that intentionally, but you are. You are. So it's time. It's time to say enough of this. It's time to resolve to build your tribe. And it would be our honor to serve at the helm of that tribe of Sherpas with our proven systems and our proven strategies and our world-class support. ThePeopleStack.com/book. I want you to book that call right now. You can just go to, you'll go to that link, pick a time that works for you. And then on that call, you're going to get 100% clear on what's not working in your career right now. In other words, what it's costing you to stay stuck. What is it costing you to stay exactly where you are? How much has it cost you over the last 2, 3, 5, 10, 20 years? And if you continue to stay stuck where you are right now in your career, what is it going to continue to cost you in terms of your finances, your mental health, your physical health, your emotional well-being, your spiritual well-being, your relationships? What is it going to continue to cost you over the next 2, 3, 5, 10 years if you do not get that help? You have to get clear on that. Otherwise, you're just going to stay stuck and you're just going to say, I can't afford it. We're going to help you get to the place even more of, I can't afford not to. I'm committed to building my dream career. I've decided to do it. Now, all I have to do is get resourceful and figure out how. And we are absolutely here to help you with the how. We'll get you absolutely clear on that. We're here to help. And our promise to you is that by the end of that call, you will have a custom tailored plan for you. The actions that you need to take step by step by step to build your dream. That's what the call is about. It's about getting absolute clarity around the how to get you into action, because action is what creates results, not sitting there and thinking about it. And you know that. And we're here to help you get into action. ThePeopleStack.com/book. The power of your career results is directly proportional to the power of the experts that you work with. We're here to be powerful for you. We're here to make sure that when you're having those down times in your weaker moments, we remind you who you are. And who you are is a beautiful, powerful, intelligent, magical human being. And your destiny is to win. Your destiny is to live your dream. Build your tribe. That's how you get it done. Take care for now. Love you all. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO/husband, Rob Allen. our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.